says in the Mishnah Novice in Perek Dalet this past week, Benazir Omer Benazir says, "Have a rotz mitzvah kal like a chamura. Person should run after a mitzvah kal like a chamura. Baruch min aveiro. Why should mitzvah geres mitzvah aveiro geres aveiro? Shaschar mitzvah mitzvah shaschar aveiro aveiro. Basically, a person should run after a mitzvah kal. Shaschar mitzvah is a mitzvah, and shaschar aveiro is aveiro. So, what is the mitzvah kal? There's a Gemara in Chulin on the Afkavov and Aleph. The Gemara says that a person has a chiyuv to do ma'amar choinim, because someone does not do ma'amar choinim is horoges a nefesh. It's if he kills a nefesh. Why Rashi explains based upon the Gemara in Yuma on the Afkei Gimel Amud Beis, and also the Medrash in the Medrash by Balak, that there's a story that a person was walking in the street after he ate, and he had on his hand lichluch. He had a doshim on his hands, and on his upper lip he had lichluch adoshim. And he's walking in the street, a person saw this. He saw that what he had for lunch, he had adoshim. He went to the person's wife, this ishtoi, and told him, "Your husband said to give me a certain amount of money, or the medrash says, give me a ring. And the simon is that he ate adoshim for lunch," which wasn't true. She gave him the money or the ring, and he left. The husband came home, saw that the money or the ring wasn't there. He asked his wife what happened. She said, "What happened?" He got very upset and killed her. He killed his wife. So therefore, says the Gemara says, we see from over here that somebody who does not do Mayim Achoinim, Horgas and Nefesh. The Medrash in Pasha Balak, he ends up after the story, Ulakach Hizak Kodesh Baruch Hu Esol Afil B'Mitzvah Kalo. Therefore, a person should be very careful, even in Mitzvah Kalo, even in Mayim Achoinim, which is a very simple thing to do. You get up from your seat, takes a couple of seconds, go do it. If you're not lazy, it's a very simple thing. Shenema bring the Pasuk Nazinu, Hiloy Dovah Reik, Mikem Kru Chayechem. Someone thinks a mitzvah kalo is nothing. The mitzvah kalo give a person a richas yomim and chayim. So my machoinim is a mitzvah kalo, and a person should be etzem, go do it. It's a very simple thing to do. It's very easy. What is pshat in the story that he killed her? Was that fair? Does it make sense? What did she do so wrong? So in saying this, first you have to know what's the reason of my machoinim. What is the reason we have my machoinim? The two different reasons brought down in the Paiskim, the Mishabura and Simon Kupay Aleph, the Sipkon Aleph starts off with the two reasons. There's a Gemara in Brachas on Nachman Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, a Pasuk, Visam Kadoshim. A person should be Kadosh. The Gemara says, what is that? That's washing your hands, my machoinim. If you have a Zuma, if you have lichluch, dirt on your hand, so it's impossible to make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. The same Rasidim in Simon Ches, and topped off in Gimel, he says, brings a pasuk, Su yadechem kodesh uvarchos Hashem. Lift up your hands kodesh and give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your hand has to be clean from dirt, from lichluch. And that's the Magen Avraham brings down, the pasuk brings down, this Sefer Chasidim. That means, Lamarshal, you want to eat a falafel, your hands are dirty. Mekadin, you have to wash your hands. You go to the egg store across the street, you eat a baguette, your hands get dirty. Mekadin, you have a chiv to wash your hands. The Makar of the Sefer Chasidim is Lav Dafka talking about Birch HaMotin. It's talking about any bracha you want to make. Anything. The people got an exam, Lav Dafka for Birch HaMotin. You want to make any bracha, your hands have to be clean. Mishabur brings it down that way. Mishayitin and Sivkotin Lamaveis, Sivkot Fayalav. He says, V'huadin k'shiroit l'varach is a bracha, she any bracha you want. V'yodav meluchlis, mezuma samaychol, you still have to wash your hands. Any bracha, that means l'moshal. You peel an orange. You want to make a boy for your eights, or you want to make a boy in a fascist, but an orange, your hands are sticky. It has little upon it. So mi'ikadin, you have to wash your hands before you make the bracha. It's laughed up, kadin, bichna, mazin, it didn't add anything, your hands have to be clean. This stand again, the shayitim brings down, for the other pasuk, shukhalach harab, bim gadim, they all bring this down, the kavachayim say, this is the mi'ikadin. There's no chalik on this, you eat chicken in yeshiva, they don't give you the correct utensils, your hands get dirty, you eat avatiyah, watermelon, your hands get dirty, you want to make a burn of fascist, so you have to wash your hands. What is the gedder of Zorma? Of the Gemara says Zorma, you have to wash your hands for. So it's brought down the Sefer Oitza Mayim, all Sefer Mayim Achoinim, yes, the Chaim Kanievsky. And his gedder was, which is Mukhil that way in the Paiskim, Dim Humu Luchluch, Shmafrialoi, any Luchluch that's Mafrialoi, Nikkim Zorm. Anything that you can wash your hands afterwards, you can wash your hands after eating chicken afterwards because it's all dirty. Anything that was Mafrialoi, that would bother you, that you'd wash anyway, to not wash it half a minute earlier before you make a bracha, that is a chasaron. You have to have your hands clean before you wash, before you make a bracha. Anything that will be mafriya you. What? And that will take care of that problem. Yeah. But it has to be clean. That won't bother you. It won't wash your hands afterwards. This din is again make a din, the no chaylik. For example, even in the middle of the pseudo, you want to make mana achrayno, you want to eat dessert, you want to make a shahakal, says the uba oirech, the adaret, he also says you still have to wash your hands even before that. Why? Do you want to make a bracha, you have to wash your hands. Even though we'll see there'll be a noshim who have a minig maisa not to wash your hands beforehand, however, the yavit who says noshim to wash your hands, he says, however, even noshim, even if it's lechloch, this is America, then avad you have to wash your hands, the shev kaosi and chalik aleph, he says avad, and the yavit says, you have to go tell noshim, it's really l'adiyah them, surf l'adiyah, and they don't know, they make a mistake, and they make brachas, they think, apart from my friend, the hands can be dirty, avad, everyone me'ikah then has to wash their hands. People don't know that, that's halacha l'fida unzer paiskim. That's one reason for my friend. A second reason is the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kufei on the Beis. The Gemara says that there's something called Melech Sodomis, salt that came from Sodom, that if you touch it with your fingers and then you touch your eyes, it causes you to get blind. So the halacha is the bread is supposed to have salt in it, or you're supposed to dip the bread into salt, and since you're touching salt by a pseudo, therefore there's a baya, that you can touch your eyes afterwards and it causes you to get blind, and therefore it's a sakana. And outside corner, therefore the chomer will misakin you to wash your hands. It could be why it might as well cause you blind, because the stone turned to salt, that the wife of light turned around, and she saw it, and therefore she turned to salt. Could be that's the reason. But might say again, we have two separate reasons why a person has to wash their hands. One is because, again, not stone is cause a person to get blind, and the second reason is because your hands are dirty. Says in Masho, true, you have to rot from the mitzvah kala, that is, my machoinim. But might say, why should you get punished to get misum? Why did she die? Says the Masha on the Gemara, Avera Gereres Avera. What is Avera? The Avera of Sakonis and Pashas, Gereres Sakonis and Pashas. The Avera of Sakonis Melch Shemesh, not the Yod of Lamayim Achayim, and Vila Dei Sakonis and Rikas and Nefesh. The reason why she died was Avera Gereres Avera. He did something wrong, he did not do Man Achayim, he caused a Sakonis to make himself blind. It could be that Abba Choshev Kemes assumes Choshev Kemes. He caused himself Choshev Kemes. Who didn't? Avera Gereres Avera, he was going the Miso upon his wife. They have a person that has to be very careful to do my machine for these two reasons. It was his Avera. Therefore, his Avera, Gereres Avera, therefore, because that he killed his wife. How it works to me? Yeah. What? Ishi Gupa is even better. Killed himself, killed his wife. Basically, Lalacha, do we pass him this way? So, Tosafos in common places, one's in Chulin, one in Erevin, one in Brachas. He says that the minig is not that way. The minig is not to do my machoinim, the Rosh Hashita also, the minig is not to. What's the reason? The reason is, one reason again, out of melech Sodom, is he says, we don't have melech from Sodom. Physically, we don't use that shot of melech. We have melech from other places. The reason out of Nikias, our hands have to be clean, he says two reasons. Either we're not machmed if our hands are dirty, therefore we're not machmed, it's not considered a zoma. Or he says, we eat with utensils, we eat with a fork, knife, spoon, we eat with utensils, our hands are not dirty. Therefore, it says the Taishmas and the Rosh, the minig is the maizah not to do my machoinim. The Dakim Moshe in Simon Kuf Bayalach, and he brings it down, he says, Mio ha minik kedivere toisvis. The Dakim Moshe says, the minik is like toisvis. However, everyone agrees that let's say you have lichluch on your hands, and Mechaba brings down, toisvis himself says, if you have lichluch on your hand, it's mafriyu, it can make you dirty. L'kuli alma l'kola deis, you have to wash your hands. If it's mafriyu, everyone agrees you have to wash your hands. That's toisvis and the Rosh, Dakim Moshe. What about the other Rishonim and Paiskim, what they hold? It's the Rambam in Brachos and Perek Vav. He brings down that even though whether we use Melech Sodomis or not, but other salts have the teva of Melech Sodomis, and we have to be choshev for that, and therefore said the Rambam, who in is manazeh, we have the chiyuv of my machoinim. The Ben Yonah and Brachos brings us down that either we use Melech Sodomis or other salts have the same teva on these machmer. The Rif and Chulin says even further, it says even if you eat something without any salt at all, but since the Chachamu were kaveya a chayva to wash your hands because of the Maisha Hayu that a man killed his wife, Hargis and Nefesh, therefore the Rif holds from Ikatin Yerachiv, Minabon to go wash your hands. And the Peleoites' question is, whoever does not wash his hands, Oiva Devei Chavim Chayim Yisor. Yerachiv Gomes, as the Rif, the Rambam, Rebbeinu Yonah. There's a Sefer, Shalom Chuvus Min HaShemayim, that he asked Rebbeinu Yaakov, one about the Toysvis, he asked Min HaShemayim, what's the Halacha? Is the Halacha like Toysvis or like other Rishayim who are Machmer? So he got back in a dream that since it's Dovah Shabbatusha Mayim Achoydim, and we're called Dovah Shabbatusha HaMekel Boy Makil Lo Yom HaVishnoisov. Anyone who's Makel in Mayim Achoydim is Dovah Shabbatusha, who Makel is Yom HaVishnoisov in his life. It's brought down by the Chayim Perek Nam Aleph. And Aruch HaShulchan La'alocha brings down this Shalva Chuvus Min HaShemayim. It brings it down with a different Nusach. He says, Makil Lo Yom will be Makel in his Mizainis. Could be why also, because Ani Choshev Kameis, it's the same thing. But Maisa, he says, Shal Chubut Meshemayim, he's Machmur, the Rishonim are Machmur, the Erech Lami have to be Machmur on my Machmurim, even Bezman Azeh. How the Poskim say, Shal Mechaber, Simkuf Ayalav, Zabalav, he starts off with three words. My Machmurim Choyvo. My Machmurim is Choyvo. And Sif, Yud, he brings down Tais Vashito. Yeshu ain't noigim little mayim. Someone not noig to do my machoinim. He says, however, if you hand a lichluch and you're an istness, you'd wash it, about every degrees you have to wash your hands. He brings down machloikis, the Rishonim versus Tosis. So the Pashas, first how he paskins, is when you have a stam achka yish oimer in the machaber, so like the pima godim, the kama achoinim, the das machaber is kistam. That means he's paskining like the Rambam, the Rib, that he have to do my machoinim even with man azeh. V'oid l'shitosa, he always paskins roiv of the three poskim, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rif, amachmer. So he paskins like the roiv, the Rambam, and the Rif. The Goyin, when he brings down Tosfos and the Rosh in Simen Kuf Aleph, he says, after brings them down, he says, v'chol zeh lesser. They're wrong, posh are wrong, and he goes to the other Rishonim. He offers halacha, says, avad you have to. The Mogan Avraham halacha, he brings down from Mekubalim, besides the reason of Melchizedek, besides the reason of Lithuch, a third reason of the Direk Kabbalah, the person has to be machmer, do my machoinim, Mar Avram says that. The Yom Shloimeh was machmer, the Chidor was ba'oid machmer, and the Shavuot of Kon Chol Beis, he brings down these poskim, brings down the Goyin, the Mar Avram, the Marshal, and the Chidor, and says, you have to, Pashas is saying, you have to be machmer, the Iker Din, the Zmanazer, that you have to be machmer against Tosfos and the Rosh. The Rosh HaShulchan, when he brings down the Dat Tosfos, he says, even Tosfos, who said the Minig is not to, bet some Tosfos held, you have to. Except he said, the Minig is not to, it's come to Miyash from the Minig. I would say, what's Limut's Chus on the Minig? Limut's Chus, they hold that no Sodomis Bizman is there. They hold that the hands are knocky, but Avad, even Tosfos himself held that you have to go wash your hands. Then it comes out from Umzor Paiskim, again, the Rambam, the Rif, the Ben Yoim, the Mogadron, the Yam Shloim, the Chidor, the Gro, the Shibur, the Fashulchim, the Shloim, the Behetim, go on and on, Paliyoy, they all are Machmim, Ikadin, Avad, you have to go wash your hands, the Zman is there, do my Machrainim. Even though, again, Tosfos and the Dakimosh's Lashon is, the Minig Bizman is not to, their mom does not bring it down. I'm not sure why their mom himself doesn't say that. But if it goes under Paiskim, Pashas the Vadi, you would have to wash your hands. The way how the Orach HaShulchan is Messiah, he ends up saying like this, V'yesh l'chol balabayis, every balabayis, it has to be zor l'bnei beisoy, she'izaru b'zeh, she warns b'nei bayis to be very careful. So this is b'nei beisoy. What does b'nei beisoy mean? So kama achoyim amadayik in Orach HaShulchan, the Sheva Kasi, the Peskei Tshuva, Oitzamayim, Vayvav Tov, Yad Yosef, all say the same thing. What's Bnei Baisai coming to Marba? Noshim. Women. Bnei Baisai means not only do you have to tell who are your children, but even the women, they have to be careful in their Maim Afreinim. Maisa, why not? Go through the Svara. If the reason is out Lichluch, so, Bizman Azeh Lechur, wouldn't Shach to Noshim. If the reason is out Melch Sedoimis, or any Melch Sedoimis to Melch Sedoimis, as Mishra Rubin example, the Rishonim, who didn't shack the Noshim? If it's a Kono, you think Noshim don't have to live? The Gemara Kedushin, that Lamedal says, what, Noshim loy boy chai? Noshim don't have to live? It's not a mitzvah says man, Gemara Levan, they have to do it also. If the reason of Kabbalah, I don't know the status of the Kabbalah, I'm not one to say, but why not? Before Kabbalah should apply men and women equally. Rav Shlomo Chais and Shuvas van Ovis Chelagal, he says it depends. If the Makar is like the Goyin, then Avada, men and women are equal, there should be absolutely no Chiluk, it's Pashim. If the reason of Divya Kabbalah, since Diva Kabbalah is not a chiv upon Klai Yisrael, it's not la'alofo. So he says, men will makabal upon themselves, and women will not. He doesn't fear ois, if the lach is like the goyin, or the lach is like the makabalim, what the reason is, but he says, it depends on where the makar is. If it's again, as a goyin, as a mishbul, ikal la'alofo, avada hudin noshim. And if the reason is, as Diva Kabbalah, makabal upon themselves, dark men will machma not women. The ma'ish of the Sheva Alevi, Chelek Dalet, he says women don't do it. Why? It's the ikar reason of Divrei Kabbalah, and women will not look upon themselves Divrei Kabbalah. And the Piskei Tshuva on top, only brings out one day, he says the meaning is Noshim don't. That's all he says. To me, the plea only brought that one day. On the other side, I nearly, Rav Paiskim say, if it's Manazel, even Noshim should. Gesalav Sai with the Svardin, the Svard, if you look in Zoyz HaBracha, brings down from Mordechai Eliyahu, he held me, Kedin Avada, women have to wash hands. You have Yoim holds that way, the Yalki Yosef holds that way, and Arlen Tzien, Chacham Ben Tzien Abashol, the Gdolah Paiskim, Bnei Sfat said, Avada, women have to, why not? Even say if it's Divrei Kabbalah, say it's not, if Kalocha, why do they have to wash hands? We go to the Bnei Yeshiva, also Luchud the Paiskim all that way, Bezai Sabracha brings down from the Yashiv, that he holds you have to wash your hands, Chavaman Isfil the Yashiv said, Avada, you have to wash your hands. What's the difference between men and women? They're the same thing. The Lichit Basi Sol brings it down from Shlomo Zalman, that you do have to wash your hands. There's no Chilek Kamas forming now from Shlomo Zalman, you have to. Even though I know Mr. Kaplan said he is personally the daughter of Shlomo Zalman, and the daughter said that her father never told us to, and they're meaning it's not to. I don't know if it's steer, I don't know if it's steer. Zaysa Bracha Maisa says, Rosh Hashanah says you don't have to change your minig. So it could be he had a minig. For whatever reason, he left his daughter being as is. Maybe it's up to the husbands. However, again, Rosh Hashanah brought down a Kama Svaran and he yelled that Mika didn't, women, Chura had no difference between men and women. Women should wash their hands. Why not? If he's smart, why not? He could live in Bnei Brak, Knesset Mechav Knesky, a friend of mine asked him, he said, Avada, women have to. It brought down the Sefer Oitzah Mayim and said, women have to do Mayim Achrim, just like men, there's no difference. The Sumas Chaim Yuschaim Zonnefeld also says that women have to. Aside from the Organ Aruch HaShulchan, Esav Baal Schwartzman, Lichas Beis, Lichas Bas Tzol, they all say women have to. So again, I quote 10, 12 of the Mekoyah say women have to. Besides, who says not? Shev Galevi. Why? Because he says, Ikiz Dive Kabbalah. B'chua Abad Afi Svar, a person should. I know the meaning is the women don't. That I do know. However, again, if L'chua, it's Roy Abad, a person should. Why not? What bothers me, I'm not about there in anything, but this is slightly bothers me when I have girls at the table, a Shabbos meal, it's the attitude they have to it. You can pass it around. It's a mitzvah kallah. If it comes to them, we don't do my mafreinim. You know, the lashon is, I don't do my mafreinim. It's, I don't have the offer, you ever have a cleaning lady, I don't do toilets. You know, it's the same disdain they have for it. We're taught, we don't do it. I don't know why not. It's a mitzvah kallah. It's passed down, passed around to everyone. For most of us, Maisa, why don't you do it? So here's the person who teaches Allah in four different seminaries. Maisa, how do you teach? He says, yeah, I teach that you should not do it. That girl should not do it. It's why? Maisa, why? Maisa, it's nothing wrong doing it. It can't hurt doing it. You want to tell a person they don't have to, fine. But don't tell them to teach them that you should not do it. He didn't answer me, Claude. I didn't get exactly where he got the halacha from, why women don't do it. And look, again, the attitude should be, it's a nice thing to do. It's kedai to do. We don't, I might not do it, but it's a wonderful thing to do. But to have the attitude that we don't do it, it not only does it belittle it for themselves, they belittle it for clients. So, I'll give you a marshal. Pashto Atomit. Do everyone have to say Pashto Atomit? Who about the Orch of Yosher, Chabkinevsky writes in the Sefer, the men of Achiv do Pashto Atomit. Achiv Gomer. Now, what about, do women have a Achiv to do it? So the Maisa is a mission. What? It's a Achiv Gomer to say Pashto Atomit. Chabkinevsky printed Isha Yisrael, Tzichet Tzvila, Orch of Yosher. What? What the Moshe Chorach says? Well, Jehoram says it. Yep, so he says, right? It's saying Pashto Atomit.
No, man. Why?
You should have said, yeah, so one time God says, Karav L'chiv, mask him. They said Karav L'chiv, one time he writes Chiv Gama, one time he writes Chiv. I'm not sure why he used mask him. Misha Yisrael says Karav L'chiv. But the Chora, again, what he writes in his own safe in Orchis and Yoshu, he writes that he has a Chiv Mamish, he writes a Chiv, in his own safe he writes a Chiv that you have to do Pashto Atomit. What about do Noshim have to do it or not? So the Be'alach at the end of Sim Mem Zayin says women have to pass Kabbalah. Have to Kabbalah. It's quoting by Seisiv from the Ogre, the Magavam says it, that women have to Kabbalah pass the Talmud. Miyashiv has a Tshuva in the Kovitz of Tshuva's Chalik Alef Sim Yudal. He has two lines. It isn't what women have to say, and he goes through davening. Was he right? Women have to pass the Talmud. Women. So the Adam Gadol today told me this morning that, you know, doing Pashto Talmud is very lax. He knows that Yeshiva don't do it. He's not sure why. Before you should do it. But Rabbi Yashim wrote that women have to, whether they do or not, because I'm ordering them that he certainly has to. But, and since then he has not missed. It's true, it's been around a long time. But the Maisa, women about him, it's a Mishnah Berurah. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says it, Magad Ram says it, Beis Yosef. So about that he does it. Who would look at my Mephrenim? Whether women do or don't. But about they should, and if they do it, about the men will be more Mechai put upon men, which about the men who do have to do it. This is another marshal. Why men lax in Erev, which L'chor should be machmer? Because women are lax. So see, it's not Mikra Adin. So Be'etzim, to be taught that they don't do what L'chor is the chesaron even from the men. Be'etzim, if women will do Talmud, whether they do it or not, they're taught to do Talmud, every man will say Pashto Talmud, and every man will do Ma'an Machmerinim. Well, my son, I do know the minigas of Noshim don't. Again, so we have three different reasons why do Ma'an Machmerinim. One reason out Zuma, one out Mount Sodomus, and one out Pisoid. Now, when do you have to wash your hands? Again, so one time you have to wash your hands when you want to do Birkat HaMazon. Let's say it's time you touch salt. You touch salt, you're taking salt, putting it into a salt shaker. You have to wash your hands. The Gemara in Chulin, the Kofheim, the Beis, Gemara brings down this case. It says Koshkin, Avada, it's a Koshkin. Madaf, you bread, the Chashash, melts the Doimis. Who didn't think you touch salt? So therefore the price coming down, therefore the Ara price came, the Kavachayim, the Benesh Chai, they bring down that Echlami, when you touch salt, you have to wash your hands. Let's say you touch a malachafon chamutzim, a salty or a sour pickle, that you have salt on it. You have to wash your hands of that. So again, l'chur told you l'chur you would have to. The sefer Ur Letzion and Chelik Beis and Perek Mevov Chacham Betzion Abba Shol says about it yet. L'chur is the same kolshkein. Just like when you touch your bread that might have salt in it, you touch something that has salt on it, a melachpon chamutzim chamutz. L'chur you would have to wash your hands. L'chur why not? This is Yafi Yosef, and he says touching salt is manazek can be mekel because he says the ikkar reason is al divrei kavala, and we want machmer only for birchas hamazon. Again, l'chur l'fi the mishavur and other paiskim, we're machmer ikkar din not only al divrei kavala, but we're machmer al all melted. I mean, l'chur you would have to wash your hands. L'chur, the gemara is a kolshken. Gemara says it, yeah. L'chur should be the paiskim don't bring it down. Tzarchi and why? Not why mishavur doesn't bring down. The Rambam doesn't bring down. Could be the gemara is a kolshken. So if you say one thing, kolshken the second thing. The maestro, I don't know why the paiskim don't bring this down that you touch salt. Well, that's what you have to wash your hands on. Now, how do you wash your hands? So with what you wash your hands? In the mechaber and siftez. Says my makoyin noitli mechol mine mashkin. You can wash your hands with whatever you want, any type of mashkin, lav dafka water. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? It means shemen, it means dvash, cholov means oil or honey or milk.
Doesn't that leave your
fingers
sticky?
So the kasha leaves your fingers sticky. So l'chur dvash, your fingers are sticky. It's good kasha. So l'chur it means either when it was not mefriya you, didn't bother you. The same Chedusha Basra says it means Devash, means honey. Does that mean honey from Devarim? Because it bothered you. It means Devash from tomorrow. I don't know what he gains out of that. But he says Devash from tomorrow. The Oitzah Mayim Yesim Chayim Kinyevsky, the Mayim said these things before the problem. So he says, no, the Mayim B'mashkin She'inim Ma'isim. The Mashkin does not bother you. Could be in those days it didn't bother you. But Echmami, if it does bother you, L'chur again, you have to wash your hands off. And that stuff will bother you. Would you wash your hands afterwards? The Gedim is Mishmur says, wash your hands afterwards. The Mechaber says it.
That's called
what?
Wash your hands
afterwards. Someone washes himself afterwards because it bothers him, that's the Gedim is Zoma. So anyone who washes, that means like Lamashul.
No, because
it bothers you. That's the Lashon Mechaber is. If it's this rugged little yod of achasu the day, have yod of mazomois. Anything that's this is rough washing hands afterwards, is nichol, that's called yodai mazomois. If it's this, if it doesn't bother him, it's fine.
Who changed it to Rashi?
The Chedushay Basra. Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. So the Maizah comes out and means you want to wash your hands. So let's say you want to wash your hands with petal, hura, or still be much, unless it's wore down petal. But if it depends how sticky the petal is. It should be a problem to wash yourself with Coke. Be a problem to wash yourself with seltzer. But it won't be a problem. It won't bother most people. So it depends what you wash yourself with. This sin of washing yourself with Coke, meaning mashko, says the Mishabu, l'chadchila you should use mayim. L'chadchila mayim and not other mashko. Why? He's quoted Prima Godim. It's not nice to use oichlin to wash your hands. Or shtia to wash your hands. When you drink. Let's say you have a cup. And inside the cup, you, at the end of the meal, you have a little bit left over, and what's going to happen with that cup? You can throw it out. No one's going to drink from it. Is there a son of Visa Eichlin or on this leftover cup? Is there any problem or not? Is it not going to be a hefted if you use it on your hands? Is there a problem? So in Sefer Eitz HaSodo and Simon Yudzayin, it brings down from Yashim, he asked this question by Mama Chonim, can you use leftover in a cup that if you get, you can get up and get water. Mishmur said, Lachshil will get water. What about the leftover seltzer on the table? Can you use that if no one's going to drink it? So the Yashim said, no son of Biza Oichlin, and Echami can wash your hands with it. No problem. Yav Yotzeb brings down the same thing, and the Piskei Tshuva also says, you can do the same thing, use leftover water, leftover any mashka is not a problem, because Maisa is not still Biza Oichlin if you can throw it out anyway. The Piskei Tshuva does bring down the Sefer Shulchan HaTorah, I didn't see it inside, but he tells us, even though the Mishavur said, L'chadchilo, you should use Mayim, he holds, L'chadchilo not mitzav Biza Oichlin, but Al-Pi Asoid. Be sorry that you should always use mayim, even if you have in front of you other drinks that you can use, which can be thrown out anyway. What the soid is, I don't know. Now, how much do you have to wash your hands? How far do you have to wash your hands? The Mechaber in Sifdalad says, Ein sof litol ela ad perek sheni shalos bois. When a person has in his finger, he has three different joints. The Mechaber says, you have to wash how much until the second joint. The Bialacha says, brings down the sheet, l'chadchila, you should wash till the third joint, until it hits your palm of your hand. However, Mishavu says, die, it's enough to wash until your second joint. However, it says, Mishavu, Avada, if your palm of your hand is dirty, then Avada, you have to go wash your hand. Because again, it's look, and everyone agrees you have to wash your hand. But let's say it's not dirty, as Mama Choinim, Mika did is till your second spa, until your the second joint, and the Lechatchila until the third joint. Mishmur brings down, there are people who are knowing just to wash themselves a little bit. They take a drop on the fingertips or on the nails, and he says, Lashon is, V'ra alai ha-maiso. This whoever does this, it's V'ra alai, is very bad. People are zor, but any yotzei mechayvus adin, klal, they're not mekayim the din at all. It says, "Avadu be'emes min adin tzarich lirchot lepachas ad sof shnei pirkei etzbois." A person with chol apachas have to wash until the end of his two fingers. The fact that people wash themselves a drop, I know that makilim, there are some people are knowing that way. But go look through the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishmur is derechid, and he said, "Avadu mekadim," you have to wash until the second joint. Less than that, it's ra alay ma'isa. It's ra. It's the wrong thing to do. When you want to wash your hands, so can you? Do you have to pour it on, or can you put your hand inside? So the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkon Gimel says you should not put your hand inside. It's quoting a Mother Avram, it's quoting a Yamsa Shleima. However, you should pour it upon yourself. What is the reason? So Matzah Shekel Ben Zal explains the reason is because if you put your hand inside, so take off the lechlof, the zolof, it'll come back upon you and it'll be dirty. You won't get anything out of it. If that's the reason, says the Kavach Chaim, it's a contest. If so, if you have a lot of water, put your hand inside, and it won't be any problem. It won't be a problem. That means, if let's say you pour a little bit on one hand, and you have a lot of water, and you can wipe the second hand, one hand another, it won't be a problem, as long as you can get off the mouth of Sodomis. And you can get off the Zoma, it should not be a problem. However, the Kavach Chaim does end off saying, Afisoid, again, a person should dafka pour it upon it, and should not put your hand inside. The Mishmur does not bring it down that way, he just says, the Masash, this says Maravam, that it gets, because the Zuma will get your hands dirty again. So again, the Chula Fila Lacha, you can put your hand inside. That means the Marshal, you check the cup, let's say it's overflowing, and you touch your hand, the water, people think, oh, the water's coming. It's not coming, it's fine, just taking and pour it on top of you. Put your hand inside, it's not a problem. The Shayla Kasi, the Gimel says not only that, he says, let's say a person already used the Maim Akronim upon himself, and now it goes to the next person, there's no water left. Says Shem Kossi, take the old water and pour it again. What's the big deal? Als melts the doimis, he says, or clean it. Als zuma, or clean it. Als yisoid, al the bikkabal, he says, fine also. So you can use the same mamma twice, there's no problem. He said, al-bizoid, not a problem also. That's what he said. I don't know how these things work. But that's what he said, al-bikkabal is also not a problem.
That means that there should be a problem if you drink from a cup and then the bottom of the what's left in a cup of salt, if you on your fingers, the
lichuk
goes on your lips.
If it will be enough to make it stick on your hands, it will be a problem. Either, if it will be enough to mafriya, depends how you drink. But again, to come that lichur lalach again, if it's enough water, it can stick your hand inside. Again, the kavachayim says, if you saw it, you should have to pour it. And that means, also, that means if you saw it, if you want to pour one hand, and then do the other hand, before you can rub it, you should pour on both hands. Now, what are you supposed to wipe besides your hands? What about you have to wipe your lips, your mustache, your upper lip? So the Gemara, the case you start off with, the Gemara Numa says that he had a doshim sign on his hand and sign on his upper lip. Says, Rashi, what was the concern? You should have did my machoinim and afterwards take the water and wipe his upper lip, his mustache, you should have wiped over there. And since he didn't, therefore it was good enough Simon to go tell his wife. This Rashi says clearly, the Daftarid, Masham, and Sim Kufay Aleph starts off saying this Rashi is Tzarki and why the place can don't bring it down. Before a person who does Maim HaKhoim, we should also have to wash his upper lip. The Kavach Chaim of Sipkon Aleph, he does say, not only is it not brought down, he said the person should not do it, Al Tzruach Ra. Please be aware why he's arguing Rashi, he doesn't say he's coming to argue Rashi. Maisa the Yaf Yosef, even though he saw the Kavach Chaim, he says about it, you can't wash your upper lip. And this Arish Peshuva, the Chilik Beis, he brings down that his father, Ksav Saif, was knowing that way, he didn't wash his upper lip. And I see there are people who are knowing the way they do wash their mustache or the upper lip from the food. Why is Maisa Rashi in the Sugya says it? Now, after you wash yourself, do you have to dry your hands enough? So the Mechaber and Tzivcheh says,
yeah, washes, good. Then it's again.
No. It depends how you do it. Depends how much water. It depends on the disease. The Mechaber in Tzivcheh says, Yesh oimer shemam achorim inu tzivchen niguf. Some say you do not need to dry your hands. But Rabbi Menachem, the Rabbi says you have to dry your hands and afterwards then you can do birchas hamazon. Mishbura says, L'chatchilo yishrimachor. The Mishbura says, the Tzivchon, you test, L'chatchilo toiv l'nagiv yodav. Lotus das kulum, L'chatchilo you should try to get all sheeters and dry your hands. However, again, not, but the other is fine, but again, L'chatchilo you should do it, and why not? Ask the Natilo, do you have to take away the Maimachoinim or not? So always the Shalom always has. So first when you wash your hands and you pour it into, it goes into a basin, into a cup, is there Ruach Ruach on the water? So the Gemara says you cannot take your hands and wash it upon the karka. Why? Because if so, there will be Ruach Ruach on the karka. So therefore the Kama Paiskim before Shum is saying that if you wash your hands inside the Kli, there is no Ruach Ruach. Ruach Ruach is daf when you wash it upon the karka. When you wash it inside the Kli, Kama Paiskim say there is no Ruach Ruach. It says that Bialacha brings down this B'Shem Kama Paiskim. However, he says, Lavush holds, argues, he holds in Metzias, however you wash your hands, whether you wash your hands on the floor, whether you wash your hands inside a basin, either way, there'll still be a problem of Ruach Ruach, just the Kli's holding the Ruach Ruach inside of it. It comes out, according to Lavush, the Maim Achreinim has Ruach Ruach. According to Shafos, the Maim Achreinim inside the basin does not have Ruach Ruach. So if it does not have Ruach Ruach, so about it, why do you have to remove it from the table? Unless you want to find it's moist, someone say it's moist, you should remove it out, it's moist, to cover it. But Ruach Ruach should be a problem. If you say there is Ruach Ruach, So what's the halacha by Negel Vasser? Everyone agrees by Negel Vasser till Sidayim in the morning that you do have to, there is Ruach Ruach on the water. So the Shai Tshuva in the Siman Dalet, he says, bring down from the Yerushimayim, the Ramachmur, not to make a bracha in front of Ruach Ruach. Not to make a bracha in front of him. Not use Lashon of Aser. The Chidah says the word of Aser. So that's by, again, Negel Vasser in the morning. He brought down Aruch Zabenu, the Chaznish himself, he didn't make a bracha in front of Negel Vasser, he was not Machmur for this. And the Abi Omer in the beginning of Chalakei brings down the Kama Paiskim and say even by Negel Vasser, the water in the morning, even though it says sometimes in Lashon also it's Lav Dafka, and all Paiskim agree it's a Chumah Ba'Alma. Even by Negel Vasser it's a Chumah Ba'Alma, the Abi Yosef brings it down that way, it's a Chumah Ba'Alma. So it comes out like this, by Mikil Tzadayim, by Maim Achreinim, it's Machlik, it's the Ruach Ruach. And even if it is a Ruach Ruach, by Negel Vasser in the morning, it's only a Chumah Ba'Alma. So you want to know if a person has to remove his Maim Achreinim on the table, first of all, again, maybe it's no Ruach Ruach. And even if it is a Ruach Ruach, it's a Chumah Ba'alma. The Bi Omer brings a Raya that a third step, that Maim Achreinim is even less than Negel Vasser. Why? Because Allah is, the Mishnah Mogav Ram says, that true, you cannot wash your hands onto the karka, Ruach Ruach. However, Mogav Ram says, let's say it's under the table, let the Siddim have a minute to wash your hands under the table. Under the table, says the Mishnah Mogav Ram, it's fine. You can do it over there and there'll be Ruach Ruach there. Why? If you take away the table, by that time it'll dry up the water. Which is moving down the same thing. They let them wash your hands under the table. That means you have Ruach Ruach right in front of you. It's mamash in front of you. You might not be able to see it. There's a table there, but it's in front of you. And still, the Mogav Ram, the place can bring down, the Shabuah says, you let them wash your hands under the table. So see, if Vad is not ma'akim, if Vad you let make a Ruach Ruach in front of the Ruach Ruach. You could tell that maybe it's black, you can see it with the table, and the stipulus brought down Och Zabenu, what he did by the Maimach Reinim, he covered it with a mapo. So maybe that'll be good enough for Ruach Ruach. But again, to remove, take it away, Avada to say you have to, I don't find any place that says you have to take away Maim Achoinim. L'chul al-Pi Svar Avada, you won't have to. Is there an Indian too? So then there are a couple of places we want to say, yeah. The Arlusian says, again, Mikra didn't be Mekel, there's no Ruach Ruach, it's brought down the Vatra Torah from the Zaman Obach and Simon Kufs Tamach Vav, that he said that the Minik is taken away. However, in Zachiv, Avada, there is no Chiv taken away. The Yaakov Yosef says also only Medin means Chassidus, but Mekadin you don't have to. The Abi Oimer Chelakei says Al Mi Yosef Toiv, Al Tikura, take it away. But again, Mekadin Avadi, you don't have to take it away. So come to again, Mekadin you don't have to. You want to do something with it, you can probably just cover it. For the cup, if you have a silver thing, the silver thing atop would be good enough to cover it. Let's say you do take it away. Can you take it away on Shabbos? The Chassar of Muksa. So again, if there is no Ruach Ruach, so that means you take it away, you can go drink it. There's not as Royal Ashtia, no problem. If you hold like Lavush is a Ruach Ruach, who is not Roy of Fashtiyah, is not Roy to wash the dishes, what are you supposed to do with it? Why is it not a problem for Muksa? So there is a Bi'alacha in the end of Simon Shin Lam and Ches. He asked this question by Negel Vasser, and he says, how come, he mentioned this point by Negel Vasser, how can you move a Lachush be a Bayah of Muksa? That's what he's talking about Mavatik Lumechonai. But he says, why is it a problem of Muksa? So he has one time on one side, he says, even though Be'etzem there is no Itzah on the water, the water is void to drink. Except Aryeh Avdileha, there's an outside factor that made it also. Since it's only an outside factor that made this Maim Achreinim, or this Negel Vasser also, therefore it's not Muksa, and you aren't allowed to move it. Kama Achreinim bring down this Bir Halacha, they blive Tzarchi, and why the Maisa it is also. Who cares why it's also? The Maisa should be Muksa. But here's one side that's not Muksa. Bir Halacha and Simon Shalom Achaz. However, there are other places given one, we make them for different reasons. The Shalma Yehuda brings down from Liashiv that he said that that Mamachoinim is not Mokshe Wa. It is usable. You can use it with what? In the bathroom. You want to wash down the Beis HaKisei, you can use it with water. No one's going to drink from it. It's going straight down. It's not a problem. It is right for something. Or it's brought down in Oitzah Mayim, the Ithr from Zalman Orbach Zatzal. And he said also it's not Mokshe. Why? Because it is Mokshe, but it's in of Graf Shoei. And if you're allowed to move it again. Anyway, you're allowed to move it out of Graf Shoei. There is a Bris Oilam. Why? Because it's moist. On the tzad, that's Ruach. Again, if you understand Ruach, you can move it anyway. If it's Ruach, well, the chur together, the chur the taino, the chur is, you know, the chur together usually moist, is something that's moist to you.
Right.
It could be, it's either side, monoshach. If it's not, if it's not Ruach, well, it's not moist. It should be moist to you, it's Ruach. I don't know, Shiloh. The chur you can taino, why, alright, I don't know. No, that's because, that's because bench, no one else says he can bench. Mice before the silver ones, who has a mile to it. Why? Because if it has wood on the bottom, mice you put a cup on top, it's a bustle of it's a dove hatter. Therefore, even though people tell you maybe you should use silver, I'm not sure why they bought it. But the lechor again is a mile to using the silver minor coinums that come down the buses, dove usser, and dove hatter, and never won't get into any problem amongst them. This is Bis Oilam, Rabbi Yom Zilber, he is Machmer, and he said, Echnani, minor coinum, is having Isser amongst them. And therefore, we have to come on. No, so again, that was your point. Wasn't your tell us? We want you come to do my machoinim. If you come to do one thing, it ends up being grass trees, not a problem. You can't eat sunflower seeds. So you can. If you have a silver cup, still not a problem. And if it's void of this muchel lekaf, also not a problem. Yeah, no, it could be his case not muchel lekaf. The base was a muchel. But once again, al smuksa machlokes of zalman biyashu says it's not a problem. Bris Olam says it is a problem. You have the silver ones, about it's not a problem. Also, didn't know buses. Skimmer was mentioned. The first man mechodim is bitzvakala. It's something very easy. Everyone should do it. There's no reason why not to. Asai men for the women. The reason for man mechodim is melech sedoimis. It causes you to get blind. The zuama or al pisoi. A few different reasons. Lachish again, Lachish means men should do it, the women should do it. The whole purpose, I think they should at least change their attitude, and therefore make Machai the men to go do it. And who the men have a chiv to tomid or carved to chiv. If you touch salt, you have a chiv to tila not, so the Kavachayim says, and the Ben Nishchai says, you touch salt, you should wash your hands. The Paiskim, when they don't bring it down, I'm not sure why. What mashka you can use to wash your hands, the Machav says anything, the Lachor should be, as long as it's not sticky, it's not mafriya, you Lachor be good enough for my Machoinim. The leftover in a cup can use the Maimon Chodim of Liashim and other places you can say you can't because it's not Bisa Oichlin, even Lechav Kili allowed to use it. How far should you wash your hands? The Be'alacha says to the third joint, Lechav Kila, not Bidi Evet, make it until the second joint. When you wash your hands, you should also be able to stick your hand inside the water. Up your side, maybe you should pour it on top of you. Can you use the water twice for Maimon Chodim once and again the second time? The Sheva Kosta says, yeah. Can you wash your lips or with Maimon Chodim? And Rashi says, yeah. The Ksav Seifi was knowing that way, and there are people knowing that way. The Chathila version should dry his hands and take it away. It's a chumrah. You can cover it, it won't be a problem. And Muksav, so the Zalman Rashi says, it's not a problem, take it away on Shabbos. Take it away on Shabbos. What Shaila can ask is, Melch Zdoimus, it caused a person to get blind. Lamaisa, we just don't see it. We see us. Unless the time that people's eyes get worse and they have, a lot of people have glasses. Can argue the point. Well, from it seeing you don't see a person getting blind. So after Peliyoyitz and Erech and Tila Tzidayim, he is the Taino, we don't see a person getting blind. He said, Mekom Mokom Chiyuva Rami Olam, Mekayim Diver Chomim, still a person has a Chiyiv to Mekayim the words of the Chachomim. She'im Ein Mesama Ein Ebosar, true, it might not make you blind, your eyes, in the physical sense. However, Mesama Ein Aseichel Vanefesh, makes your eyes blind when you're Seichel and Nefesh. Unfortunately, you see that around by a lot of people. That, and it could be from this, it makes you blind on the Ein HaSeichel HaNefesh. Shekol Shedivrem Roishu Magia Shemaimah V'Sedim Yom V'Niso. Anything the Chumash say, Magia L'Shemaimah, the Sedis to it, you might not know, might not understand it, but Vada person should do it, and they cause the person to be Stama Ein HaSeichel HaNefesh. And the person Vada should do it, it's a mitzvah kala, it's very easy. Never don't you have water, something that's right to be doomed. In fact, Zeichel, Siyadechem, Kodesh, V'Vorchus Hashem.